This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mixed signals on real estate this week. Home sales rose 7% in September, according to the National Association of Realtors. Surprisingly strong, given how few homes are actually on the market for sale right now. The statistic is about previously lived-in homes. As for new construction, builders report starting fewer of those in September compared to earlier in the summer. What could this mean for people in the market to buy? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Demand for homes is through the roof right now, but people who own homes aren't selling in large numbers, and builders can't get materials and workers, says Mike Fratantoni at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Strong demand and constrained supply is leading to a big run-up in home prices.
Up more than 13% since last year.
Primarily impacting first-time home buyers. So we're seeing the share of first-time home buyers decline.
As the economy continues to reopen, Jeff Tucker at Zillow predicts buyers will see more homes for sale and fewer crazy bidding wars and offers way over asking price.
Forecasts show a deceleration in price growth, but less bad news is not the same as good news for first-time buyers.
Meanwhile, the Mortgage Bankers Association predicts mortgage rates will rise to 4% by late next year. Still low by historic standards, but maybe still too high for some would-be first-timers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.